What is your comfort food?
Pizza.
Lo mein.
Noodles and brownies.
What is happening?
Man, I'm very excited to do this podcast. That answer just went so many different directions.
That's a crazy combination.
Noodles and brownies?
That's one of my combinations.
Like what kind of noodles?
Are you eating it back to back?
Ramen.
Ramen noodles.
Not ramen. It's like chatpata.
Chatpata.
Yeah.
Oh, Maggi noodles?
Yeah.
Oh, like brown noodles.
Like desi noodles, you mean? Or like,
yeah.
That's what you meant, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I thought you meant with like white rice, brown rice, like brown noodles. I was like, I don't know. Are they brown?
No, I meant like, you know, Maggi.
Brown noodles.
Yeah, chatpata. I'm thinking like lo mein, you know, like noodles.
That's what
noodles.
You're thinking.
Yeah.
What's it called? The craving happens at maybe like 1 a.m. Between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. where I'm just like, out of nowhere, I'm just like, oh my God, I need to eat noodles, salsa and chips, brownies, and milk right now. For some reason, it's just like, right now, I need this, right now.
Yeah.
And then I quickly like make everything all at once, and then it's in front of me, and I'm like watching TV or like movies, and I'm just like, chowing down on all of that at once. It needs to be all at once.
Yeah.
So lucky.
That's a good one, because for mine, like, I feel like I have to order it. Like, pizza? I could make it, but it doesn't hit as like.
What about pizza rolls?
Dude, I don't have pizza rolls that often.
So my brother, for some reason, he likes getting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Shouldn't that be yours? Or is it
that's
not?
That's like.
Is that number two?
It's always in the house. Yeah.
Why would you say, should that be yours? Oh, because
she was always having pizza. Like, I feel like it's comforting. It's like, that's her.
Yeah. House food. It's because it's like been such a restricted food in my life that I have a negative association with it now. Because, like, I want to eat it, but I have to, like, associate it negatively so I don't eat it.
Yeah. It's so like it's when you comfort. Have it too often, you're just, like, kind of done with it.
Yeah. Also, I wish that we had, like, I don't know, a salad shop. Like my dad owned like a salad shop.
Salad is not a comfort food, Amber.
Yeah, I like nutrient bowls, but if I had something in excess, like I would easily be able to comfortably just like go and like get it.
No, but it's comfort food is like, I know this is going to make me bad. Feel like horrible,
yeah.
But it just makes me feel so good
yeah.
for the moment.
You're not like, oh my God, broccoli.
No,
right
I know.
Right now, Brussels sprouts.
It's this like red lo mein packet.
Because that's
how you feel?
That's my reaction once I eat something like, that's just like, do you ever eat something and then your eyes roll back?
Yeah.
Oh, that's frozen yogurt.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But even more, like maybe like a ice cream sundae with like chocolate syrup and sprinkles.
No, I don't think that there's a better dessert than frozen yogurt.
Okay, I've heard people say like, you know, I've seen frozen yogurt and I've seen ice cream. Mm-hmm. And like when I see both, I'm like, let me just get the frozen yogurt. It's close enough. Mm-hmm. Some people say there's a complete difference.
It is.
You guys agree?
I don't know. But if I'm thinking of comfort food, I don't even want the word yogurt in there.
But like,
I need at least like 1,000 calories.
But you get so many toppings on frozen yogurt. You don't do
Amber,
toppings on ice cream.
You could put toppings on anything.
It's different. Like you're not going to put popping fruit bubbles on an ice cream. That's weird.
Okay.
You know, but if you get a Euro tart, plain frozen yogurt.
But the taste is similar, I think.
You're not
like, okay. Yeah. Like a plain froyo and a plain ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the tastes are very similar, but froyo is healthier.
What's a plain ice cream?
Vanilla.
But a plain frozen yogurt's not vanilla.
But if you could get a vanilla, or if I get mint chocolate ice cream, mm-hmm. mint chocolate.
No. It depends on like the smoothness of the ice cream, because you know how there's like the hard ice cream and then there's soft serve, and
soft
frozen
serve.
Yogurt is in between.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's,
oh, that's
it
true.
Goes, it goes the hard one,
but
like the organic.
They don't
like,
taste
hard.
Different though.
I know,
they
but
do.
It's a texture thing.
The texture thing, I
like
agree.
Like gelato?
Texture thing, I agree.
You know,
but
like
in
the gelato?
Taste, she's saying taste is different.
It is different. It's a, I feel like it's
so
a
if you
different.
Get mint chocolate, like pure mint chocolate ice cream.
I'm gonna say more like vanilla.
Okay.
Like a vanilla frozen yogurt tastes different than a vanilla ice cream because it's just like a little bit more icier.
But it's the same ingredients.
No, it's different.
It's
the same.
It's the same ingredients.
It's not. I don't,
it's not. Frozen yogurt is not made out of yogurt.
What? Yeah, it is. But
ice
yogurt
cream
is milk.
Not made out of yogurt.
Yogurt is milk.
I think there's
no,
a distinct difference.
Yogurt is milk, bro.
Did you do your research? Because you're way too coming off way too strong. Yeah.
Cheese is milk.
Cheese is dairy, but is different. But yogurt, like you can, it's made out of like the milk substance.
I know, but it's different, bro.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Let's see.
Like, why would you put tomato slices on a pizza if there's already tomato sauce?
People do that.
I know.
Sun-dried tomato.
Because it's different.
It's different.
But it's like the same ingredient.
You said pizza, right?
Yeah.
It what says ice cream is made from milk and or cream, and frozen yogurt is made from yogurt.
There's no...
It like, tastes different, bro.
You said they taste the same like 2 minutes ago.
No. I just realized it doesn't taste the same. Okay.
That's fine.
I'm trying to think about when we had the frozen yogurt shop and if there was like a difference in ingredients. But I mean,
all I know is this. The best ice cream comes from a farm in my hometown.
Blooms, blooms. You have to get the crab soup, guys. The crab soup.
The cream of crab soup.
Okay.
That it's didn't different. Even hit. It didn't hit.
Welcome back to Strange Flavors, everybody. Very on brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With our podcast name.
Yeah.
My name is Firas, Fruity Firas.
My name
I've already said that, actually.
Dairy Shamir.
My name's Yogurt Amber.
Ew.
Ew.
Why is it fine if he said Dairy Ew. Shamir?
Yogurt just like, it's not the same.
But yogurt's better than ice cream.
Go up to somebody, introduce yourself. Hi, my name is Yogurt Amber. Yogurt. They're going to be like, is that your
OnlyFans
name?
Dairy Shamir? That sounds like an explosion waiting to happen.
What?
Dairy Shamir.
You're calling him like a dairy buster?
Sure.
Sure.
What if it's offensive, then yeah.
Jeez. But yogurt, like... At least dairy, it's like, it doesn't seem as
disgusting. You know how like there's such a negative association to dairy in the US? It's like, go dairy free, like, you know, I like dairy free this. But then I went to Boxon and there's this massive, I've never seen a billboard this big in my life. And it was just a huge billboard for ice cream and it was like 100% pure dairy. And I was like, this is a scary ass ad in LA. Like, oh, nobody yeah. would like this.
I mean, because when we were kids, remember all those ads with like celebrities and the milk is on their mustache?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, got milk.
Like, got milk.
No, but in Pakistan, you know, when it's saying 100% dairy, it's because they be putting water in 75% of the milk.
Oh, really?
One time we were waiting for the milkman to come by at my uncle's house. And then he came on a bike with two huge steel like
milk cans,
right? Mm-hmm. And then the previous week, it was watered down milk. So my uncle, when he was going, when the milkman was coming by, he grabbed him, threw him off the bike, beat him up, and said, "If you ever put water in our milk again." He's like, no, sir. Try it, Kuro. Like, try it right now. And then he gave him a glass. And then he was like, it still tastes a little watery. Next week, I want 100% milk.
Oh my
and he's
God.
Like, yes, sir.
See, I don't like the do nambri happening in Pakistan because...
Hold on. If you're going to use Urdu and then say Pakistan, I just don't understand why you did that. Why did you do that?
It was not intentional. So, like, our neighbors, we bought a chicken. Because we wanted eggs for the summer while we were there. And we stored the chicken at our neighbor's cage. And after
you got one chicken?
We got it like, yeah, I think we got one chicken.
Was there a rooster?
No. I mean, maybe. So
don't you need the rooster?
To make eggs?
Yeah.
Buddy, that's to make chickens.
But. But don't they have to stay like fertile or whatever the hens?
No, they just continue to produce eggs. You don't need a rooster for a chicken to produce eggs.
Oh,
interesting.
That you need then a rooster to fertilize the eggs to make them into chicks.
Okay.
Anyways, so we gave them a chicken so that we could start getting eggs from it. A couple of days go by and they're like, "You got a rooster. This is not a chicken. He's not giving you any eggs." We're like, dang, okay, well, we might as well just, you know, and, you know, eat them up. So we're standing there, and they start cutting the rooster open, and they open it up, and they just find all these eggs inside.
Bruh.
And they come
He's a transcock?
No, they were stealing our eggs.
Oh.
They were stealing our eggs and told us it was a male.
Dang.
And we just found all these, like, unproduced eggs that hadn't, like, you know, delivered.
That's messed up.
So messed up. And then we just, and it was so many little eggs going by.
So your neighbors were just like sneaking in, grabbing the eggs, running, and nobody, and they were never caught?
So if you listen to like 30 seconds ago, I said we got a chicken and we stored it in their cage.
Oh, in their cage?
Yeah. And so they were just taking, and we were like, oh, just let us know when we get the eggs.
Yeah, I missed it because you did the door number Pakistan thing. I was stuck on that. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's a good passive income, though.
True.
Yeah.
Just
like, yeah, I'll give you one egg. I'll take one egg. What if they did that? Like, would your parents be okay on that?
I mean, that would have been okay.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they could even ask for rent for the chicken to stay in their cage or something. But to just straight up steal all that.
You know how you get them back?
How?
You egg their house.
We don't have any eggs.
Right, you buy the grocery store ones. Take these fake eggs.
Mm-mm-mm.
Egg the house.
Wait, how much was the chicken? Do you know?
How much was it, like, price wise?
Yeah.
No clue. But okay. I can tell you how many eggs we saw.
How many?
Hundreds.
Wow.
There was just so many eggs. So many eggs.
Okay, since we're not making like a crazy amount on this podcast, why don't we buy like a podcast chicken?
Okay.
And then,
oh.
Yeah. We buy a podcast chicken.
Yeah.
And then you see how many eggs it produces. Sell them. Maybe we could put people's patrons' names on them.
Strange Flavors Farm.
Yeah, Strange Flavors Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Produce income from that. And then once we're done, you know, once we get enough income from the podcast, we do something with the chicken.
What do we do with the chicken?
I don't know.
You're gonna.
We could keep the chicken.
Yeah, we can keep the chicken.
We could still have like fresh organic eggs.
Another side business, yeah.
This sounds like a great idea.
This sounds like a business waiting to fail. We would have to have a lot of chickens and the amount of money that would go into the chickens. And then we'd have to produce like packaging.
We can give it to your neighbors.
You know, we have an egg plug.
Really?
Oh my God, can you please?
No. That's the point. We have an egg plug. I'm not just going to give you
I want farm fresh eggs. I've been literally dying.
We have a farm. They drop the coordinates and then we drive up and then you go behind the house. There's a shed. There's a fridge inside of the shed. You open up the fridge. The duck eggs are at the top. The chicken eggs are at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the side where like the butter container usually goes, you drop the cash.
So much trust.
And then you take your eggs and you're good to go.
Can you buy me eggs?
No.
Why?
You know what I just explained to you? Go through all of that just to get you eggs?
No, not just me, but you're already there. What you could do is just help a bitch out.
I don't like
Are those better than
out.
The store-bought eggs?
Yeah.
Much better.
They're orange. Like,
whoa.
Mm.
Have you ever been on TikTok and then people are making eggs and you're like, wait, why are those eggs like red almost?
Mm.
Have you ever seen the yolk and it's like red almost?
I know because I pay $7 a carton for a dozen.
Yeah. And they're like whitish, yellowish.
Yeah.
And they don't taste. Once you taste real eggs, you don't go back.
It's hard to go back to white Costco eggs after that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Then you're like cage free. No, I want. Like all of the things. Yeah. I don't want just cage free. I want like hormone free, not pasteurized, whatever the heck, not dyed.
Yeah.
It's really interesting, but the food that we've been eating tastes really bland compared to when you actually go towards like not just organic, but like what you're saying, mm-hmm. you know, cage free, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Which is like if you have natural food, it tastes so much different. I didn't realize how much different it would be, but
and most countries don't even refrigerate their eggs in stores.
Really? Why?
Because you don't have to.
You don't have to?
You or don't have to.
People just buy them that quickly.
No, because the process that we do here in America, you have to wash your eggs after they come out the farm. And then they wash off that coating, which is a preservative.
Mm.
And then they basically recoat it and then they have to freeze it after that. In like other countries, because it's typically local. They can just, you just buy them in the store with that. Like they're just sitting out like a cereal box.
Wouldn't it be hype if we laid eggs?
No.
I do.
No, you don't lay them.
Would it be the same kind of.
Amber, you're not like a chicken. You're not like, hey guys, I produced like 3 dozen eggs.
But I do drop an egg every month.
Okay, then eat it. You know what I'm saying. Like, bring them in. Then I'm not bringing you farm eggs. You can cook your own.
If you ate it, that would be like cannibalism.
Amber is like squatting on top of her stove. Her mom's like, Amber, what are you doing?
She's like, Mom. Nashta.
Oh my God. I saw this girl take her period blood
Amber.
And she dilutes it with water. And it was one of those videos where they're talking really soft. They're like, one thing I do every month is I really like to be intentional about what comes out of my body. And so every month I take my period blood, I soak it out from the tampon. And once it's soaked into the water, I like to pour it into my plants. It's a really great natural fertilizer. And we don't realize that, you know, they say that like wars, like battlefields are the most fertile land. Why did I say fertile?
No, I've never heard of that.
No, like battlefields because of blood and stuff. Like okay. they have like really like healthy land, you know.
Really?
Apparently.
But it's not like it's not like there's just constant blood being poured on the battle land.
Not constant blood, but I believe that like the bot. I don't know, but apparently. Please fact check me. But she was like, I like to take my blood and I like to dilute it with water and pour it into my plants. And it just acts as a really great fertilizer. It's natural. Our body gets rid of so many nutrients, whatever. And so how fertile is the North?
Does she have like trees like in her house or something?
It's just like a house plant.
The only thing that's coming up is how all of the vegetation and trees get blown out when there's a when there's a battle. And the first article says, how long would it be until a battlefield could support trees again?
Okay, well, if I'm gonna be honest, it was a comment on that same video.
Can cause pieces of land to become infertile due to the amount of salt in the blood.
Hold on.
Blood. Yeah, there's actual tanks exploding just like holes into the ground, but a little drop of blood maybe.
Oh wait, someone put a top trees. Answer. Blood does not contain enough salt to stop plant growth, and in fact, it. Or maybe someone's capping. I don't know. But okay, down. Blood does not contain, but in fact, is used as a fertilizer. Dried animal blood is sold as blood meal, deliberately added to gardens to help plant growth. Salting the earth was used to deny.
Oh, yeah. So blood can be processed to make into high quality fertilizer product. It's okay.
There's not enough blood in even a large pile of corpses to have the same effect.
It's a water-soluble fertilizer that can be applied as a liquid. Interesting. Anyways.
So she's been doing... That's such a random fact.
And also, like, it's not like she has a thriving garden. She's doing it for houseplants.
Is this how you, like, found out this fun fact?
About
like blood being fertile to the soil,
quite literally.
I thought you were gonna say that she drinks it again because yeah, she's like, "Oh, I'm iron deficient. Maybe this will fix
no,
it."
No, but they do put it all over their faces as a facial because they say that your body is.
I'm not liking this.
Contains
right now.
A lot of nutrients in the blood because you lose a lot of like good nutrients in your blood.
I thought it secretes bad nutrients.
In my head, I'm like, isn't our body getting rid of toxins yeah. as well? So I don't know. But if you look it up, you can look up period facial.
No, please don't.
Yeah.
Are you actually?
Are we going to get these images?
No.
TikTokers are using period blood for DIY face masks and dermatologists have thoughts.
Yeah.
Dude, what episode is this, bro? Hey, this is one episode to skip.
Yeah.
Dude. Would you try this?
No.
My you thought skin about is, it?
Well, I thought about it. I definitely went and did a deep dive because I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
But that's gross. And my skin is very sensitive and I'm not about to trust my own body. Like I need like...
Someone else's.
I need Clinique.
Oh, okay.
You know? The theory behind it is why some people are trying period blood face masks is that period blood is packed with nutrients and stem cells that help you get a clearer, more glowy skin. However, dermatologists claim that these aren't legit. This is not a good for your skin for a number of reasons. We don't know the reasons. It's a mixture of shed. What's that word? Epithelial skin. Uterine line, skin from the uterine lining, white blood cells, and red blood cells.
Yeah, you guys continue to do that.
Who's you guys?
Whoever's doing this. Do you do it?
No, I have never done it.
She's done it.
I've never done it.
Amber, don't lie to us.
I would be the first one to be like, you know what? I tried this weekend. I put my own blood on my face. No, I would tell y'all in a
and
second.
And we're clipping that.
Yeah, and then the next week, people are going to be like, yeah, have you guys tried the jizz facial?
No, but you can make it into jewelry.
What?
You can take your jizz and make it into jewelry. It's called jizz jewelry. Something like that. Yeah.
Do you have some?
Amber, that's an Urban Dictionary term called a pearl necklace, I believe. And it's...
There's this guy on TikTok who makes jewelry from jizz.
Who's the artist?
Who's the artist? Oh, my God.
Dude.
Yeah.
What has this world come to?
I believe it.
Yeah, I believe it too, but it's like...
Several TikTokers have poked fun at the jewelry. Okay, according to the booth, the sperm must be dehydrated, then powdered before adding to wearable clay beads.
See how it looks? You gonna order a couple pieces?
Try it on. Try on haul.
Try haul.
Just jewelry.
Yo, let me get a bust bracelet.
And make custom...
bust down?
Insider.com. I make custom jizzy jewelry with real semen. It supports my family.
Is it his semen?
It's a girl.
Where's she? Husband's?
I think people send it in? Question mark.
Low key, it looks like. Wait, go down.
All right, here we are on jizz jewelry. Yeah, it looks like dried up like bones. I guess it looks like.
Oh, she has a ring. What the heck? Yo, top right.
Whoa.
All right, this one is in the form of a penis, I believe. All right, here's another one.
The bracelet kind of like,
yeah,
the
that's
pearl ones.
Hype.
So I guess like if a guy gets this for his girlfriend or something, but like you order these, this is somebody else's, like somebody else's man's. What's going on?
I believe you can send in jizz.
What? Yo, how'd they get the pink jizz?
Whoa.
They dye it.
Bro, that's an egg. Jizzy. Yo, are you sure that's the egg from the chicken?
This is really intense. I feel like throwing up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can send in your own jizz. Custom pieces. You your design, it? Your contribution.
Can we like combine like 2-for-1 deal? Like, yo, bro, here's the cup. You send it in.
You say you want to send somebody a Frosty Shimmer one?
Yeah. Yikes.
Collab? Collab on a jizz story.
I feel like these girls are probably robbing like these guys secretly of it, and then like crazy bitches.
Bro, imagine the guy making this. He's like, oh, I got 1,000 custom orders. He's just in a room his whole week,
dude.
He's got bottles ready to go.
Bro, so not another order.
That'd be so weird if you're like, oh yeah, I want one, but I don't want to send in any jizz. Like, just use somebody's. Yeah, like what?
Yeah,
this is the craziest thing. How do we get here?
Yeah, I don't know. We by the way, this was not our topics, guys. Yeah. And I don't think it ever will be. So I'm glad we got it over with.
The website's called jizzyjewelry.com. Just kidding.
Yeah, if you've used it,
code strange flavors for 10% off.
Yeah, these end up being our sponsors. Period facials and jizz jewelry. Can you imagine? We've already gotten made fun of for like, oh, you guys don't represent Pakistanis. Oh my God. All right.
Makes sense.
I mean, Pakistanis jizz.
What?
Don't you mean Pakistanis?
Pakistan.
What did I say?
Pakistan.
Oh, see?
The right way.
Look at me.
You're learning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, everybody's been getting their Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Those have been coming in. People
Except
love sharing
for you guys.
Those. Not the gong.
The gong.
Shamir hits the gong every once in a while when he wants to really make a strong point.
Yeah.
What he means is that Amber and I did not get the Spotify Wrapped because we are slaves to Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Apple Music heads. You know, like, I don't like to, you know, look down on people, but Apple Music people are just people that I look down on.
Yeah, why?
What kind of phone do you have?
I have an iPhone.
Okay, so what kind of streaming service you have?
Do you use Instagram?
You're using third party?
You use Instagram?
Third party?
You use Instagram?
I mean, there's literally a built-in. Facebook? There's built-in, though.
That you pay for. So pay for a better service.
You pay for it.
You came ready. When Shamir is in that like quick like answer mode.
It's actually so scary.
You should shut yourself down because you will get served.
Mm-hmm.
No,
he was ready for it. He's had this debate like for years.
Yeah.
I just feel like sorry for you guys. Like I want to help you guys. Literally. I think we've talked about this in the car, I think one time, but like you're literally just, you know,
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think that's
Spotify. I think you're just in too deep.
Yeah.
I've been in too deep for way too long the inconvenience of it.
Yeah.
Actually, if it was truly up to me, I wouldn't have Apple Music either. I would have continued down the path of downloading and keeping all of that memory on my phone, but I keep running out of memory because of photos and videos. Yeah. I miss when it was an iPod, you downloaded it, you could listen to it anywhere. Yeah. Now it's like if I'm, let's say, hiking or I'm in a zone where I don't have bars, signal for my phone, I don't have music, which, yes, I know you can download it to your phone.
But I was about to say, Apple Music doesn't do that?
No, you can. But then I have to like download all of that. And it's just, it takes too much time.
But didn't it take too much time before?
Well, it wasn't as much music coming out then.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, no, because back then I wasn't allowed to download music. My brother is a lawyer and he made me buy all of my music.
Oh my gosh.
So I used to buy like for 99 cents.
You never use LimeWire.
So my middle brother would low-key sneak me some before, but then it got to a point where he convinced me that it was wrong because I was no longer supporting my favorite artists.
Yeah.
So I started buying my music and all of it would be in my Apple library. So then when the streaming services came out, I was like, I'm just going to add to my current Apple library because I've spent so much money on it already.
Mm. It's all just convenience.
Yeah.
And it was funny because back then when you were, let's say the new Kanye West album came out, track one, you listen to it and it goes, you doom, doom. Yeah. You're like, ah, Soulja Boy again.
Yeah.
And actually that Soulja Boy did that on purpose. Mm.
That's smart.
He used to upload songs on LimeWire. I remember him telling the story, I believe, where he said he would upload his own songs, change the name of them, and it would be like, you know, whatever popular artist is out, but then it would be his own music.
Oh my God.
So people would end up having Soulja Boy on their phones or their MP3 devices.
He's so smart.
Yeah. He's actually ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
But anyways, every year there's Spotify Wrapped, which they release like your top artist, top songs, and how many minutes you listen to it.
Yeah.
And basically everyone shares it on their social media. So I have my Spotify Wrapped.
Well, I wanted to get to our music, but let's do the podcast one first.
Okay.
So they have the Wrapped for playlists now, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. So
for podcasts now.
I don't know if we should do this, guys.
Why?
Why are you so embarrassed of our podcast?
I'm not embarrassed of the podcast. I'm here and I'm happy and I'm like, I love it. We just started a month or two ago, you know? Let's give us maybe.
We started back up again.
Yeah.
People want to see the journey. They want to hear, you know, when you say like, oh man, like you gatekeep an artist where you're like, oh, this person has like 100 views and they're so good and they're mine. And then they get like millions of new listeners. They're on the radio. Then you feel kind of like, you guys didn't know, like, that was my person.
Yeah.
But I discovered.
2024, we might run it up a little.
Right now, the people listening are like, this is my podcast.
Okay.
These are my guys.
Yeah. They're investing early. Okay. We are Dogecoin.
Yeah.
Didn't that fail?
Yes.
Not yet. It's not over yet.
It's not over yet.
Crypto is back up.
To the moon.
Okay. So what we're going to do is let's go through this together.
Yeah. We're the listeners' audience. If you're listening, we'll try to verbally tell you what the Spotify Wrap for podcasters is, but we're going to start now.
Yeah. We haven't seen this.
Yeah. We haven't seen it. So we're blind reacting right now.
So this is 2023. Okay. Spotify Wrapped for our podcast.
Ready. Let's take it from the top.
Okay. So our top episode so far was...
Hi.
Our return podcast.
Our return podcast. That's which makes sense.
Yeah. I'm glad. It does.
It was streamed 737% more than your average episode.
That's a great number.
So basically people listened and they were like, I don't want to listen to this shit anymore.
Honestly, that wasn't a good representation of what the podcast was going to even look like.
737%. It's a very high number.
More.
We're above most podcasts. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a very high number. It's a very good number.
It's above our own podcast.
All right. Let's see the next one.
Let's hear it for the new fans.
Okay. Oh my God.
56% of your listeners discovered you in 2023.
So more than half of the people listening right now are brand new.
Brand new. Thank you for coming.
That is so lit. Welcome.
See? You don't know anything. Oh, this is very interesting.
Oh.
So our episode with AKA Amazing, the Punjabi Pusha T, a lot of people listen to that.
15% of your new listeners started right there.
Wow. Which is a episode we had before our comeback. So that's nice.
That is very cool.
All right. I believe now it'll show us where people are listening from.
The countries. Mm. United States was your top country. America.
57% of our total streams was from America.
America.
But then it says you were streamed in 11 countries.
Okay. Okay. Let's hear them.
That's really great. Let's hear them.
If Pakistan's not up there, dude. All right. We have number one, United States. Number two, United Kingdom. And three, Canada.
Okay. We big in the West. Like we big in the West. The I East like is that. The big in the West.
Let's go. Let's go. That's a good good one.
All right.
Your listeners have good taste, obviously. Your listeners' top podcast genres were comedy, society and culture, and true crime.
This is so accurate.
Yeah. Interesting.
True crime.
Because we are criminals.
Yeah.
Amber just admitted that she
steals eggs.
Steals eggs and steals jizz. Music.
And jizz.
And jizz. That's right. But this is interesting. Comedy, society, and culture, true crime. That's what our listeners are listening to, which is, you know.
Cool.
True crime is kind of scary, but.
Well, like Serial?
Well, if you have, like, let's say, like, 50% of our audience is women.
Yeah.
50% of women are listening to true crime.
Yeah.
Watching murder documentaries.
This is true.
They love that stuff.
Yeah. They love, like, murder and, like, chaos and stuff.
That's
we
right.
We like, because yeah. It's safe.
It's excuse safe. Me?
Yeah. It's the only way where we can consume it like in a way that's like safe. Like it's but, like it's a healthy distance away from it.
But
like you're not like
it?
Rummaging through like news articles and things to figure shit out. It's like compiled so nicely and it's safe. Like you get to feel scared, but like it's like an adrenaline rush.
Okay.
But in a safe yes. way.
I don't want to get raped. I just want to hear about somebody getting raped.
Bro.
Raping is far.
That's let's crime.
It's more like killing.
Yeah. Oh, killing is worse.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they take all of the blood and put it into plants.
If they did, they would have thriving plants.
All right. You heard it here from what I believe is a woman from what it looks like from the outside.
Your listeners' sometimes. Top music genres were rap, pop, and modern Bollywood.
Ooh. Modern Bollywood.
We got some fobs.
Give it up for the fobs.
No, it's modern Bollywood, so they're not fobs.
Yeah, they're like AP Dylan fans.
Yeah.
That makes it even more fob. Modern. I don't listen to Bollywood. I listen to modern Bollywood.
Modern.
Very modern. Rap.
Rap. You listen to rap?
Pop something.
Pop.
And modern Bollywood. Okay. Very good. Thank you. All right.
Oh.
Your listeners definitely told their friends about you.
Why?
Your podcast was shared all
wow,
over.
Wow. That is wait, so wait, crazy. Wait.
Your podcast was shared all over 34% WhatsApp. WhatsApp is our number
so
one shared place.
Yeah.
I love that.
33% Instagram and 33% direct link.
Actually shared the link directly.
What WhatsApp aunties are watching from WhatsApp.
That's so interesting. People are sharing on WhatsApp.
Wait. What's the difference between WhatsApp and direct link? Because don't they just share the link on WhatsApp?
No, like when you click the share button, yeah. It gives you options. So like share on WhatsApp, Instagram, Twitter, whatever else.
Oh,
but then
gotcha,
if you share
gotcha.
The direct link, it could be on
like
messages,
text,
email, anything
gotcha,
like that.
Gotcha.
Man, I'm so happy about this WhatsApp.
What aren't
these? Honestly, if you're like, if you truly want to make it, it's not TikTok.
It's
not Facebook. It's not Instagram. It's WhatsApp.
Yeah.
There are more Indians in the world than like any other person. And that goes for brown people in general.
Mm-hmm.
What we are the most talented at, I know we're doctors, we're engineers, we're lawyers, all those things. But what we're most talented at is reproducing.
Yeah.
And we gossiping.
Yeah, that's right. They reproduce and then they tell the babies. Yeah. Listen to this.
But that's also scary because that one clip, there's episodes where we talk about wild things and I'm like, I really hope this doesn't make it back to the aunties.
Yeah.
I think that's what's making it mostly.
Your most shared episode was high.
Mm.
Our first comeback episode. So maybe they're like, oh my God, they're back.
Yeah.
Or they're like, they're back. We have to shut this down.
Shut it down.
All right. What else we got?
All right. We got our cover photo here. In 2023, you made 4 video episodes.
That's not true.
Didn't we make more?
But maybe it was shared through Spotify.
So I think Spotify Wrapped like ends at
End of October.
That's right. Yeah. I remember Russ was sharing that on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
He was saying that even into the next year, November and December are never counted for.
Mm. Really? So
you, yeah. It starts from January, ends in before November.
Oh, I don't know that. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's
so like if you drop an album in November, like all of those are gone.
Are you a gardener? What does that mean? Not with blood. Because your new your podcast saw it. Nice growth this year. 24% listeners, Amber.
But,
but look at that.
Why does it have to be a butt?
But
be
there's only 3% more followers. So if you're a avid listener and you're not following, maybe you didn't realize you're not following.
But we had followers. Okay, we've had more followers on our social media than we've ever had in the existence of the podcast.
I know.
Or in existence of any of our social media accounts.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Not Ronald Pono.
Ronald Pono. That was kind of like gradual.
I know, but like we've had like bursts. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, out of nowhere, like a couple thousand. Gotcha. But regardless, yeah, yeah. Like this is a good.
Yeah, I'm just saying that if you're listening and you haven't followed, go ahead and click that follow button so that next year we can see the increase.
All right, there we go. Some promo. Hit that subscribe button.
Mm.
Like.
Comment below.
All right, we have a. What does it say?
Can't shout out your biggest fans. You're a top 10 podcast for 45 fans.
Oh my God. Sorry.
No, I love this because yeah,
she's finally hyped.
She's finally
excited
about it.
She was against showing this.
Yeah, she was embarrassed of us.
People love us. Maybe they only listen to one podcast.
Yeah. Stop.
Sorry.
What do you mean?
I have to humble myself.
You're a top 5 podcast for 28 fans.
Oh my God. My heart is literally, oh my God. Sorry.
Drum roll, please. You're the number one podcast for 12 fans.
12 fans listen to this podcast religiously
on Spotify.
And so this is their number one podcast.
Yo, please let us know if we're up there for you. Please send us your Wrapped.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay, top fans listen to you 1.2 times more than your other listeners. 58% joined you for the first time this year. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, welcome.
Wow, wow, wow,
welcome
wow,
to the 58%.
Let's zoom out. I think this is the overall, like, what a year.
Very good.
Wow.
Dalian, clapping.
Amazing.
We appreciate everybody welcoming us back, and we appreciate all the new ones giving us a chance, and we especially appreciate the WhatsApp aunties for keeping us going.
Next year for one of these, we're going to break double digits.
All right.
Aren't they already double digits?
Triple digits. Such a nerd. You like know numbers and stuff.
Sorry.
This was nice. This was nice to see, you know, a little perspective. We just came in and we were like, let's go hard every single week.
Yeah.
And we were rock hard.
Rock hard.
Rock hard.
So thank you guys for being here on this journey with us. Let's do our individual music Wrapped.
Yeah.
I thought this could be something fun where we could compare our taste.
Yeah.
And just see kind of like, wait, should we guess kind of like what the vibe is going to be for each other?
I can, Sham, you're so predictable. But for us, I feel like you're like one side of the world. You're like, it's like country as heck. And then it's just like, Tupac, like just so random.
What do you think Shamir's is?
Very like Logic, very like maybe like a little bit of like
he looks pissed.
I think like
no, I'm pissed.
Like the like slightly.
He's like, you don't know me, bitch.
Like extremely famous, like slightly less.
Okay.
Maybe like a Russ in there, maybe like a Kid Laroi or something.
Nice, that's actually my taste.
Stuff like that.
I think for you, it's got to be...
All five of them, I think, are girls. But no.
No. Drake, because he's one of the girls. Okay. It's got to be Janae Aiko. Mm-hmm.
Janae Aiko, yeah.
It's got to be SZA.
Okay.
One of the girl rappers.
Nicki didn't come out with much last year, so I don't think Nicki would be...
Mm. Who came out a lot? I don't know. I don't want to say Ice Spice, but maybe.
No, I don't think she... Maybe she has a few songs, but I'm talking about, like, her top people. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, this is Amber's, Like Meg, maybe?
Maybe.
And then Drake. I think Drake is definitely one. Yeah. Because Drake was certainly in his sassy era if he hasn't already been.
Yeah. I think that you have me read pretty well.
Okay.
I don't know why. What's that guy's name? Morgan?
Who?
Morgan Wallace? Is that his name?
Morgan Wallen?
That one. Morgan Wallen. I don't know why. I just feel like either him or a him equivalent.
I do like Morgan Wallen.
And then on
Drake's
the other
up there. I think Drake.
Drake is almost unavoidable. I think I don't know anybody who almost. It's like Drake has songs and art and collaborations and genres that make it into everybody's list.
I feel like I've seen it in everybody's Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like listening to Michael Jackson back in the day. It's like, how are you not listening to Michael Jackson?
Yeah. What else are you putting in his?
Dude, I don't know. I'm trying to see.
It's so like hard to put your finger on.
I feel like I have to know.
Put your finger in it.
Usually I would know if like big albums come out like in the year. And then like we'll talk about it. But I can't recall like a big album that we've talked about.
I listen to playlists a lot.
Interesting. So like pre-made playlists?
Like if an album just came out. All the albums that came out this past year that were like worth listening to or something, I'll just listen to them on repeat just because they're on.
You gotcha.
But if I'm actively like wanting to go to something, like I think my more accurate Wrapped or something would probably be like top plays of songs, or playlists maybe. Because it's just like whatever came out last year, I was probably listening to it.
So these are playlists that you're creating, not ones that are created that you're listening to.
Yeah. Like I have one, for example, called Indie Film, and it's just songs that make me feel like I'm in an indie film. And they're like my playlists, I feel like, are really nice. Like they're tastemakers for
sure. Them, stop being so stingy.
No, I'm okay. Gatekeeping. All right, let's go to
all
it.
Right, let's
do it.
Let's see what we have for. Okay, I put them on a Google sheet so we can see.
No, this is a very professional thing that we're doing here.
All right, it's not a Google sheet. It's not a Google slide.
Not at all.
We told him
to use top right hand corner.
We told him to use Canva. Shit.
Right, here it is.
We told him to use Canva, but.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
This is the top artist. Wow, we got Amber's pretty spot
like,
on.
Pretty spot on.
That is crazy. We named all of them.
We named all of them.
Okay, in order 1 to 5.
Dang, Nicki.
Nicki Minaj, Jhené Aiko, SZA, Meg Thee Stallion, Drake.
Literally, you guys named them all.
Wow.
That was good.
We said maybe not Nicki, but. We still mentioned her. Wow.
Okay, I had an order.
She's number one.
Drake.
Drake. I knew it was Drake. Frank Ocean.
Okay. I listen to Frank Ocean all the time. Bayou. Oh, he was a great artist. Egyptian guy I discovered this year. Do you guys know that guy? He's Palestinian and French. Saint Laurent.
Yeah, I think so.
So he's really big. He made a huge... He had a song with Mia Khalifa, actually, in the music video. And it's like a pretty sweet music video. And Bayou is one of his collaborators. Okay. So if you haven't heard him, he's awesome. I listen to him a lot.
You listen to Drake 3 times the amount that I listened to my number one artist, which was Nicki. You listen to him 3 times as the amount.
I think Drake has a song for any mood.
Anything, yeah. You can always put
if
him
you
on.
Feel like... If I want to have... I think probably in every place I have a Drake song because it's like if you feel like going hard at the gym, there's the real like kind of dog Drake.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's like the sentimental Drake. There's a, you know, a Caribbean Drake. There's a Drake for everything.
Yeah. So Shamir has stream beats. What's that?
I hate my Spotify rap because every time I stream, I have to play like DMCA free music. This is an artist that produces DMCA free music.
Oh, so you don't want to get copyright struck, so you're playing this off of your Spotify.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And so StreamBeats is a DMCA free, like they make DMCA free songs.
Okay.
So
they're
like it doesn't count.
But you do be playing that's their music.
Yeah, I play their music.
Yeah.
But like it doesn't count because I'm not like actively like listening to it.
And is it instrumentals?
Yeah, it's all instrumentals.
Wait,
yeah.
I'm crying. I'm gonna talk about this in the next one.
Imagine if you were stuck on an island and your Spotify Wrapped was like the the number one artist, that's the only thing you could listen to, and Shamir was stuck with
Yeah, dude, I'm so mad.
Royalty free.
It would be
peaceful. But you could rap over it.
Yeah, actually, it might be good because it's peaceful, and there's like different genres. Like it has like EDM, it has like you know, lo-fi. But Amber
was right. Connor Price?
Connor Price is a pretty big. He got big on TikTok. And then three, you're right, Logic is on there. Four, Post Malone.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
And then five is Baby No Money. He's like a YouTube. He's from YouTube.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Solid.
And then my top songs, three of them are mine.
That's what I'm laughing so hard at.
Why?
Wait, explain it.
Why?
Like what? Like, are you listening back to your own music to like... Is it for technical purposes? Is it because you actually enjoy it?
I actually enjoy it.
Okay.
I love that so much.
Like, I feel like it's nice to be like at a point where you're like actually just genuinely like listen to your own music.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh. And like, I feel like when you, it's been a while since you released it. I feel like you view it in a third perspective.
Yes.
So you're just like, oh, this is like vibing with it.
Yeah.
And then the other two are, one's Post Malone. The other one's Connor Price.
Hmm.
Okay, Amber's top songs, we got Georgia Smith, Be Honest, Drop Top, AP Dylan.
Okay.
White, Brown, Black. Who's that?
Garnojla.
Delhi Ice Spice.
Ice Spice, all right.
There that song, is. Oh my
you got,
God.
You got a lot of...
Brown music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I was in my Brown era. I have this playlist called Brown Baby, and sometimes I just play it all the way through. And Drop Top is definitely on there. Black, brown, black, white, brown, black. But Be Honest, such a good song.
Yeah, mine's really interesting. I don't like.
Love
Popular is a really good song. Am I Dreaming is a good song.
Who told you?
I don't know the other three.
I don't know any of these songs.
Yeah, I think I they're probably shorter. And I just had them on repeat in a playlist probably. And they just kept coming on. But Love Is Gone is it's mostly an instrumental. This guy,
Nico Barron.
Yeah, Nico Barron. He's a really, really brilliant producer, and he makes these amazing sounds. You guys have heard this song before, but he makes a lot of really good instrumentals, and then people will buy them for their albums. Yeah, that's interesting.
Very cool.
All right, top albums.
Okay.
Yeah, mine are just what came out besides Blonde, it seems like.
Blonde. Utopia? That's a lot of listens for Utopia.
I don't. Yeah, I don't even like that album. Travis Scott was one of my top artists, but I think I was just trying to like listen
You're
to
trying
it a
to
few
understand?
Times to try to... Because it's so complex.
Yeah.
I think when Travis Scott comes out with an album, it's like you're listening for... I listen for the producers, what the beats are doing, and then all the different features and stuff on there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't really like that album that much.
And those are so good solid albums. Amber, you have Talibans?
Talibans.
Talibans.
by Burna Boy. He had this like really cool song that came out. I think my interesting thing is this is the second year in a row that I have Chilombo as my most played album. Because that is like... equivalent to 100
peace for me. Plays, that's a lot.
That's like peace for me. Like if I am getting ready, whatever, I'll just throw that on.
Yeah.
The funniest thing is number four is Shyam Ki Chai, which is just like a bunch of Indian lo-fi songs. It's not a bunch.
Oh, that sounds sick.
And it's so cozy.
Yeah, that sounds dope.
I love to just play it and like do my makeup or like do anything around the house.
Cool. Oh, that's interesting. I do stuff like that on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Like, you know the... Rain in the background.
Yeah.
There's some that are like
the
rain
girl,
in
the
background while.
And-
yeah. Or it'll be like rain in the background with those like Pakistani instrumentals, kind of like what you have going on. And it'll be like this lo-fi drawn picture of like Karachi or something with like some neon lights. And it's a really beautiful background. It'll be like a coffee shop, things like that.
Yeah.
Or it'll be, you can type in any album. So for example, let's say like Blonde, Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
Blonde, Frank Ocean, heard from a distance, playing in a coffee shop.
What?
Like it's a specific kind of sound you can look up. And it's just so that it's playing for comfort in the background somewhere. And you can get what you need done without having to pay attention to it that much.
Yeah,
I definitely do that more on YouTube for sure. But
you don't have your albums on here.
I don't think they have like list of albums.
Oh, funny.
Are you sure?
Spotify kind of sucks.
Yo, you guys' album suck. No.
I mean,
wait, what was the, you have your total time, total minutes listened?
Oh, yeah, let's see.
34,000.
I think that might be higher than I can comprehend.
But I feel like a lot more people have way more than mine. Like true Spotify listeners.
Yeah, so where do you guys mostly listen to music?
On my phone.
I know, but like where? What are you doing?
Oh, it's always on. Like,
mine's not always on for sure.
In the car.
Yeah, so you have 34,000 minutes.
Yeah.
I have 7,500.
Oh, shit.
I have 10,000.
Dang. Oh.
Wow. Shamir, you have a lot.
Oh, I would say remove like 7,000 or 8,000 because of the stream beats.
Oh,
but
okay,
genuinely,
okay.
I do listen to that much.
Mm.
I do listen to that much.
Okay.
Like previous years when stream beats wasn't on there, I'd have roughly the same amount.
Mine would be higher, but it's because over the years I've listened to podcasts and YouTube videos mm-hmm. more. So during, I listened to a lot of audio during the day for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So while I'm working, it'll typically be on YouTube on an open bar.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to like actively listen to something. When I'm driving, it's podcasts or YouTube videos. Mm. And then even at the gym, I'll be listening to podcasts or YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And music is kind of like, how often are you guys downloading new music?
So rarely.
Yeah.
Like I've probably like this whole year, I've probably downloaded like 30 songs.
For me, it's based on the playlist. So pretty often. Depending on the playlist.
What do you mean on the playlist?
Like it'll just randomly shuffle. Like I'll listen to a song and it'll like give me like a algorithmic.
But are you downloading it to your library?
Yeah, I'll press like because it's such a niche song and then I'll just like add it.
What I do is I'll listen to, I'll hear a song from somewhere. Let's say you're playing it or I hear it on TikTok or something.
Yeah.
And if I like it, I'll download it. Mm. Or if an album that's, you know, either by an artist that I'm following or a well-known artist releases, such as a Drake album, then I'll download it and then I'll listen to it a few times and then I'll delete all the songs that I don't like on there.
Mm.
And that's usually what contributes to like these things.
True.
But it's interesting. It's just like there's so much music
that
sometimes I'm just like, I'll have the same repeated you know, songs that I'm listening to over and over.
I wish I got like recommendations exactly how you gave me movie recommendations the other day. He like sent me a text and it was like, these have this type of vibe, this type of feel. Here's a list of movies. And I was I have never gotten like a better recommendation because this feels so like personal to my likes. I don't have to like go through to search for it. If all of your friends just recommended shit to you based off of your interest, I feel like we'd all just be watching a lot more shit that we'd like instead of just random things.
Boom.
Yeah.
You like my movie recs?
I've watched two of the three.
Uh-huh.
I liked both of them.
Boom.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. They were solid.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like when it comes to, okay, so obviously I'm an artist. I love making art, right?
You're so cool.
But I'm not the best. I'm not the best.
I'm like such an artist.
I'm not the best designer. I'm not the best video editor. I'm not the best, you know, rapper. I've gotten better over the years at those things, but I believe what makes me good at anything that I try and what might be true for a lot of people who are inherently from their heart's heart artists is their taste. Because that's what separates me from Shamir or any other person who is making art is that it's the way that you view the world. It's the way that you organize ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when I say like my playlist for music, they have a certain vibe that if I were to share with you, like this playlist does this in the same way that this movie category does this.
Yeah.
It will make sense if even if you don't like it, it will at least make sense to what it's supposed to serve.
Yeah.
The playlist of movies that I shared with Amber, it was funny. She shared with me that she was watching one of the ones that I recommended. And it said drama, romance, sad. That's what it said on Prime.
Yeah.
And that was exactly the kind of like, you know, group of movies that I recommended to her were things that were a level up from just the kind of like rom-com.
It says romance, drama, emotional, sad.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is literally exactly what I want. That's especially funny. And you mentioned too, it was like, oh, like I could tell like your seasonal depression's coming, and I'm like, having like a curated anything for like a specific feeling, like, yeah, like maybe if you did just recommend it out the blue, like, oh yeah, this was a good movie, I'm sure I'd like it. But having it in with the tone set is so nice.
Yeah.
It was. It also came from because, like, I remember that you said you're in your movie era now,
mm-hmm.
and you were looking for movies to watch. And actually, the best thing that I can recommend to people who are going through something, good or bad, is, you know, music or movies, if they're willing to try them out, to kind of put their energy into. So mm-hmm. my friend, she just recently lost her grandmother, and all of her family was at their house. And they were going through, you know, like these moments of trying to fathom that the grandmother was about to die, and they're all getting together. Some of them hadn't talked forever. And so it reminded me of this one movie with Jason Bateman, where him and like his siblings get together because they learn that their
father passes
their
away.
Their father passes away.
And they have to stay together for 7 days. Sorry, this is fresh. I watched it yesterday.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah.
And it's amazing because it's like,
It made my family feel so normal for just a minute.
Mm.
Like there was just a lot of dysfunction that was happening, but there's a lot of normal things that were happening too.
Mm.
Like my family's not the most dysfunctional family on the planet, but I also do feel like sometimes that like we're also not picture perfect either. And in this movie, it just kind of captured
that nobody is.
Literally.
That this is the time, like if you've never had the time, this is the excuse for you to get together, fix all of those, you know, loose ends and finally have those hard conversations, because literally somebody in your family has passed away. You will never see them in this life again. And so it's like, what do you want to say to each other right now, even if you haven't talked for years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like those kind of movies, which I believe would be the category that I recommended to you, is like all of those kind of ones that kind of pull at your heartstrings that are like, man, yeah. I should do that thing that I've been putting off because life is short, or this is like meaningful stuff. So
I feel a lot with movies, which is why I avoid thrillers and scary movies, because I feel them a lot. So to have it be felt in ways that maybe I don't have the opportunity to feel in my life, or maybe they're relatable topics, kind of like how you mentioned. That's the only time I feel like that. And 500 Days of Summer was the first time I really felt like I watched a movie where I felt like it was relatable, because so many movies, whether it be about romance or whether it be about a sport, they win the sport, they win the championship, they get together, they end up together. It's always like a positive thing. But then it's like sometimes in life that doesn't happen, but life still goes on. And there's still a lot of beauty in that. So I really appreciate movies that kind of have that, like the feel and feel good, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
What else we got?
Did you have that up the whole time?
I did, yeah.
That's so funny.
Well, I was still on topic with the Spotify Wrapped. Last week you gave us this story about you going to a physical with a brown auntie.
Yeah.
And she had to touch your like friends.
Yeah. And there. So, like, I was really nervous, and I was like, dude, an auntie's going to touch my balls. And then I, like, go to the office the next morning, and they're like, hey, we don't accept your insurance.
Isn't this the only reason you even switched doctors?
Literally. And, like, the whole office, they were like, yeah, we accept your insurance. That's why we got the appointment. And then we go there, they're like, we don't accept your insurance. I'm like, bro, come on.
Do they really not accept your...
You're trying to get your what? Yeah, it's good you cut me off.
You're trying to produce auntie a necklace?
Yeah.
Crying.
No, I thought it was going to be a very like funny and unique experience, but...
Yeah, are you sure that your insurance wasn't accepted? Or was the auntie also feeling equally embarrassed that it's like... He could be one of my own.
Yeah. Mm. I think that's what she was feeling. So she was like, oh, we're not going to accept his insurance.
Mm.
So I got a new guy. So we'll see.
Oh, it's a guy. I'm surprised you didn't
seek
another
doctor.
Brown lady.
I don't know if it's a
auntie. You want to touch the gulab jamun, man. I'm mad about
crazy.
This.
Yeah, I'm sad.
Dang.
I'm sad, yeah.
You should keep trying to get her. Find out what insurance she does take.
Yeah, and switch to it.
And then confront her. Auntie, why you did not touch my balls? Why you did not? Tell me no.
But I feel like people from other countries don't have to deal with this.
Because they don't get their balls touched?
What are you talking about? If you live in India, you have to.
What?
Oh, wait. Actually, like insurance. Like guys. Oh.
I'm talking about insurance, but...
Yeah, like if you're in Canada.
Yeah, yeah. You just, like, go to your doctor. Yeah. And, like, that you've had for, like, 30 years.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And if you're really feeling like, man, I really want a brown auntie, you go to Brampton.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
You're like, I'm gonna get a brown person on these balls, whether they like it or not.
Yeah.
Brampton.
I feel like you have no choice, honestly, in Canada. Like, everyone's brown.
It's just brown. Yeah. It's just brown. I mean, hopefully you'll get a different type of brown because there's so many different types of browns.
What do you mean? Like Latino?
No. No, like
South Indian or North Indian.
Or like maybe Pakistan, they're like Sikh. Yeah. They're like Punjabi. And then like you're not. Or like maybe they are and they're like Muslim. Just a different type of brown.
Yeah. You just don't want to know them. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. But also it feels like, different when they're not like fully, fully, fully your own.
Right.
No. Yeah.
Like from the same community.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
But. That'd be funny, like, if you know the auntie and you're, like, in your, she's in your circle, and then she just gave you a physical, and she shows up to
and
the dollar.
She's touching your balls, you're like, auntie, I've always thought, you know.
No.
For a long time, ever since I was a kid, no. I've really just thought you were so hot.
You do the Shah Rukh Khan pose while she's doing it. The Bollywood music starts playing in the back. Your hair starts flowing. Dun, 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 dun. Da, 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 da.
She's doing the check. You start giggling a little.
Oh my god, dude!
Start blushing,
auntie. It's too hard.
Oh my god. Let's hit these posts and then wrap it up.
Sure.
Let's do it.
Before we go to there, so I was actually on the YouTube homepage.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Oh.
Oh, you were on the YouTube homepage.
I got that same time. You were featured on the YouTube homepage.
I was on the YouTube
That's right. Congratulations.
Crazy. Yeah. It was a small grope.
Yeah, yeah.
Grope?
Grope? Small.
Still got
we're past the ball.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was really cool. I got like a package out of nowhere and I'm like, what is this package? And then I open it and it's like from YouTube and it's like, hey, we want to celebrate like the cosplay community. And I like made a bunch of like, content.
You're like, such a like chameleon.
What do you mean?
A con artist, a chameleon, whatever.
Con artist.
Yeah. Which one?
Well, in a positive way, you're a chameleon.
She's saying,
in a negative
that you
way, you're
totally
a con artist.
Jacked the cosplay community to fit in and claim the same category as them.
Yes,
I think the cosplay community would disagree with that.
Hard to explain.
Oh.
Because literally, I think I feel like I've helped a lot of cosplayers like gain success. Like they've been featured on like TV and like they, after like Eclipse that blew up because I interviewed them. Mm. And like other cosplayers.
You gave them a platform.
I gave them a platform. Like literally this guy, his name's Captain Maryland. Mm. He like comes up to me all the time and I've like never asked for this. I just interviewed him once and then... After that interview, it got like 700,000 views on like TikTok, which is like a lot, but it's like also not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up being on TV. And so like ended up being on like the news and whatnot. And so because of that, it was supposed to be a one-time joke costume. And because of that, like showing up on TV, he was like, oh my gosh, people like this costume. And I was just like... I was like really hyped. I was like, oh my God, Captain Maryland. Like, oh my gosh, are you Larry Hogan? Like I was just like trolling him, like messing around. And so because he was like really, you know, happy that happened, he wears it everywhere now. And like he goes on parades. He's in music videos with like that's like music around Maryland and whatnot.
That's so cool.
So like he's made it like his own character and like really positive.
But do you be cosplaying?
No.
Exactly. That's what I meant, you little con artist.
But I showcased them
He was basically a cosplay journalist.
He
interviewed people. He didn't, make a narrative for himself. He just asked the questions. They answered it. He allowed them to tell their side of, for example, the furry community. He asked the
furries
questions.
The furries baby fucking.
Yeah, but like... Also other questions. How much does your costume cost?
Yeah.
Are the stereotypes true? And he kind of like, you know, made it so that they could speak on the behalf of their own community.
Yeah.
And, I know.
And also
I was just talking shit.
It's also in a way where like outsiders don't understand.
Mm, that's true. I don't. And I did.
And like I'm also an outsider, even though like I go to these a lot, I'm still like going from an outside perspective. These are questions I have. Mm. So I'm not like, oh, you know.
It probably puts you in a better position because you're asking the same questions that we have.
Yeah, yeah. And so people ask me like, yo, what are the best questions to ask? It's like, I don't know. I'm just like dumb. Yeah. Like just be dumb.
But also he's not totally outside of the community either. Like when it comes to, for example, some of those anime conventions, you're asking questions because you have a reference point. You and your uncle, shout out Polo Man.
Shout out Polo Man. Also,
shout out uncle.
Also, like, he has the most references. So, like, there'll be characters I don't know, but he'll throw in, like, ask him this.
Right.
Throw him, ask him this.
Oh.
And I actually don't even know. He's, like way of a, more of a nerd than I am.
Yeah.
And he's the one who, like, helps me with the questions sometimes.
So people know that, okay, they have a reference, whether it be superheroes. Like, sometimes I watch your videos and I don't know, like, who you guys are referencing, but the people do, and they feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
So it's like, even if you're a little bit of an outsider, you're still like, you have, you know, and have researched or have experience with these things that it makes it really, it makes it credible and respectable.
Yeah.
Like, even if sometimes you're having fun.
Yeah.
But that's really cool.
But yeah, YouTube was highlighting like cosplayers for like one day.
Yeah.
And if you click the YouTube logo, or they had like this giant banner on the homepage, and it's like, if you click on it, it shows like 18 videos. And
which is not a lot.
It's not a lot. So they like hand selected, and then I'm one of those videos.
Did that video jump up in views?
No, and I didn't expect it to, because it was actually really hard to like find the, like click that. Nobody usually clicks those things, but it's just nice to be acknowledged. And they also sent a gift. And on that gift, it had like comments that people wrote on my channel and stuff.
That's
like that.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, so it was like very personal and whatnot.
I love that.
And yeah, it was really cool. I it felt like, you know, it's like, oh, they notice and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And especially from a platform that's like as big as YouTube, like everyone, there's like 2 billion users on YouTube.
Yeah.
So, and it's like a platform that I've always liked. But yeah, Frost about to show it. But yeah, this is like a snow globe type thing. And I guess it's like a character they made. And the back actually has my name on it. But those little things.
What is that?
I don't even know what that is. But I was like, I'll take it.
It's like, wait, when you scan the QR code, is that where it takes you to?
It takes me to the playlist.
Is the QR code on a butt plug?
Yeah.
They sent you a butt plug?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you try it? Did you use it?
That's Captain America's shield.
It's a shield.
But a shield butt plug?
Yeah, it's a shield butt plug.
The knife is a butt.
It protects anybody else from coming in.
But yeah, they sent this. I have no idea why or what this is or who this is.
Maybe it's like their own.
Dude, you should know.
Anime person.
I should.
Yeah. Totally outside the cosplay community.
What a cool gift.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, that is really cool. I like the sword.
Yeah.
What's the comment on the front?
I don't know what that one is, but one of them is my friend's comment, and I was like, yo, what the heck? I forgot, it said like your passion and drive is awesome or something like that. Or
they used like a random comment to shout you out, and it happened to be your friend.
Yeah, they used 3 different comments, but I was like,
I want this job.
What, like making
like,
this,
like whoever had to personalize this?
Yeah,
I want literally that job.
Really cool.
Oh, like somebody who sends out the gifts?
Like someone who has to like work on like doing all that research and like putting it together.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
So cool.
Are you happy? Are you a happy boy?
It's like whatever.
Be a happy boy.
I mean, it's like whatever. Too cool? You're too cool for YouTube butt plugs?
No. It's like, you know you're dope, and then like, you know?
LOL.
You know you're like, you know what you're capable of, and... Mm-hmm. This is like...
It's validating?
It's validating, but it's just like, you know you're capable of like so much more.
Oh, so you're like, I already knew this, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Like send it back. Send like it back, I already know.
It's nice, but you know, it's like, I knew this.
Fuck off.
Like, resend it to YouTube and be like, yo, send me something with my face on it.
Yeah.
I'm the
shit. Make this action figure into me.
Yeah.
Make a shimmer action figure. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And make sure...
Not this random red girl.
Yeah. All right, let's do these
flash posts.
Flash posts. You got them or?
I don't.
Right. I got them right here.
All right, so we have a bunch of selected topics that we saw throughout the week. We added them to a little group, and we have no name for this segment, but we thought we'd just like quickly go over these little topics.
Yeah, like maybe like, what's your flavor on this?
Mm. Ew.
Amber has a lot of like self-hate for our podcast.
Yeah.
And
she hasn't complained of the name in the past like 2 months.
And so be proud.
Yeah.
Yeah, she only complained about our entire audience wrapped.
I was the most grateful out of all of us.
At the end.
Yeah, we already knew. You know how you just said, yeah, we knew what we were capable of?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We both knew that we were already grateful for. And then you were like, oh, I don't want people to think that we're losers, that we don't have any fans.
Yeah.
And then I looked at my fans and I was like, yo, you're like my homies, my besties, my babies.
So fake.
Yeah.
It's not fake. My reaction was real as fuck. You're fake.
All right. What's this first one?
Shami Kebab.
This has to do with Spotify Wrapped.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I thought you were playing it.
Oh,
you're not playing it? Okay, then skip it.
Okay.
But basically, it was just somebody had a Spotify rap. Their favorite podcast was a Quran podcast, but it was playing Ice Spice, like, in the background.
What?
Yeah, like, play it. What?
It's just, that's so funny.
Wait, I'm crying.
Yeah.
I actually thought of an idea when I was seeing the Spotify Wrapped, and I was like, what if I made like a faked Wrapped, and it was like all just top like Islamic scholars, and I was sure
people have
it.
Done that.
Yeah. Oh, they have.
Yeah, yeah. It literally has the Kaaba, like on the picture. You know how like the top picture yeah. has the Kaaba, and
like I'm such a good Muslim boy.
Yeah.
Why would you need to do that?
Because I'd be listening.
Really? Because it seems like it you wasn't really on your listening top five. To Drake.
You didn't see Shake Drake?
No.
We saw Drake. We saw Aubrey Graham on there.
Yeah. I use a Muslim Pro for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the song in the background is like that Nasheed humming. It's like, ha! You know, that one is like really intense. And then it's like a SpongeBob voiceover.
Yeah.
I'll look at Malat.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Why would you need to do that, Brass? Who are you trying to impress that's like Muslim?
What?
What Muslim members are you trying to
I am
to
only
to?
Trying to impress Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay, so you wouldn't have to be fake Mashallah. On a fake Spotify.
Thank you.
Mashallah.
Yeah, I didn't want to share it because, you know, I don't need people to see. It's only between me and the creator, okay?
The edited version is
not
between
Tyler,
you and
the creator, the real creator,
the
all right?
Real creator.
Okay, well, you go ahead and edit and just look at it yourself and lie to yourself.
I thought of this opening question because of this post, actually. It's a very interesting one. Mm. It says, pasta has been scientifically proven to make you happier. Researchers found that the happiness triggered by pasta is the same as the joy induced by music or sports. You guys relate to this at all?
Sure. But like not that much happiness, I feel like. You can if you eat enough pasta?
If you eat the right pasta.
What's the right pasta?
Like, I be making some bust down pasta, and I have to avoid making it. Because
Bust pasta?
Bust pasta.
Bust down. Like.
Bust?
What are you making? Spermellini?
Spermellini?
Listen. But yeah, I mean, I just know the potential is there, but it's just so bad for you.
Right, but does it make you happy?
Yeah. But
that's all that matters, right?
Oh, it makes you happy
carbs.
Initially. It's like a drug?
And no, it's not even like
you get a high and then
is
you're
it the
like,
carbs?
Oh, I'm fat. The carbs make me sad. The pasta makes me happy.
Mm.
Yeah. It's not.
See, I was thinking it makes you happy not because like it said there's vitamins and stuff, right? Or
yeah.
Vitamins and pasta?
No, it's like specifically it says tryptophan and B vitamins.
Yeah. I thought it was the carbs that make you happy. So I was like, okay, that makes kind of sense. But
yeah, it produces a good mood due to that.
But I didn't know it had B vitamins and
B complex vitamins.
Many people, particularly in Mediterranean countries like France, Italy, Spain, and Greece, consider pasta a comfort food. It's also backed by its content of amino acids and then other vitamins.
Interesting.
Which are known to boost serotonin levels in the brain, contributing to feelings of happiness. Additionally, the carbohydrates in pasta have been identified as a factor in increasing serotonin production, a neurotransmitter linked to heightening feelings of happiness. So, yeah, I mean, the carbs and the vitamins. Now, for me, when I see pasta, it actually has the opposite feeling. I get extremely depressed.
Why?
I just feel like pasta is just like, meh.
You don't think it's that good?
No, I don't think it's that good.
I have to make you pasta.
It doesn't, well, if when it's made and it has like additional flavors, yeah, a little spice, stuff like that. Like,
yeah,
when my mom makes it with something, then I like it. But if I go to a restaurant, I get pasta. It's like, to me, it's overhyped. I'm like, you're eating the same. Mm. I like a lot of different flavors. And pasta, you're just like eating the same thing or the same. And it feels like I feel like a cow when I'm eating it.
I literally was about to make you guys pasta today, and it would literally be the best pasta you've ever tried.
Oh, my God.
Relax.
It would.
You're acting like.
I'm just saying.
You're acting like words. I made the pasta.
Mark my words. Mark, I will make you the pasta, and it'll be the best.
Does it
pasta.
Have proteins in it?
Chicken.
Because I only like pasta when it has like meat in it, like chicken,
get a little meatball inside.
Pasta and meatball. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. Like you get a little when it has like some veggies and stuff like that.
Yeah. yeah.
One time we went to California and we went to this restaurant. My friend was saying that this is the best pasta you're ever going to have in your entire life because they actually import it from Italy and they use the eggs in this way and blah, blah, blah. And then they were like 90% of the pasta here has some sort of pig. Some sort of pig.
Yeah.
The like, pasta in America is actually a lot harder for us to digest because pasta in Italy takes about 4 to 5 days to like dry out properly. But over here, we use ovens to heat up the process for drying, which removes a lot of the nutrients. But also,
that was the nerdiest thing you've said.
It also makes it really hard for our bodies to digest because of how quickly they're like. Cooking it to deliver in a quicker way.
So I tried this pasta. It was super expensive. You tried it too.
Yeah.
It was me, you, and Emma, right? Yep.
So the final 10% was the pasta we ordered.
That we were given.
Yeah.
And they were already pissed off a little bit. They were like, oh, we got to make it without... Yeah.
$60 or $70?
It was expensive. And it was the size of my fist.
Yeah. Per plate?
Yeah.
I think we shared one plate.
Nuh-uh.
Did we?
I thought we all got our own, like a fist of pasta.
Maybe, I don't know.
And then I, you know, twirled it around. I'm like, okay, let me get into it. I'm pretty hungry.
Yeah.
I try it, and I'm like, okay. And I didn't want to say anything there.
It was
it
good,
looked
though.
Cool.
It was good, though.
It was good. It was a little bit, like, hard, wasn't it? Did you think so? Like, harder than normal pizza?
I don't remember it, but I remember it being good.
It was, okay, this is what
but
I'll
it
say.
Was not worth the...
You know how I said, like, chatpata noodles, ramen noodles, like, my comfort food? It wasn't better than that. And those are 99 cents for one packet.
Yeah.
Fair.
I opened the packet that it comes with the spices, put that on top, put a little bit of my own hot sauce in it. Sometimes I cut up a few vegetables.
Yeah.
Mm.
That is way better than what I had at this Italian
restaurant.
You
need to make me like brown noodles the way you make them because I can't get with that.
You don't have to call it brown noodles. Just call it what the name noodles. Is. Not
What's
everything is like brown
Maggie?
Something, like Maggie. Brown music. It just like makes it into this category that's just like...
Well, that's completely different than regular ramen.
And you don't say brown like with excitement. You're just like brown noodles. Brown.
Yeah,
like
I haven't depressing. Had brown noodles yet that I like it
brown.
Yet.
Like associate brown with good things. Like,
I do. I had the most brown music on my like playlist rap thingy.
But then be was, proud of it.
No, it was sad music.
Yeah.
So no, it wasn't. Yeah,
you were like, oh, I have to listen to this.
Yeah. Brown. Whatever.
You also had Taliban's.
And that wasn't a brown song.
Oh, was it? Oh,
it was an Afrobeat song.
Taliban do be slapping. Yeah. Have you seen that video of, I forget the rapper that was doing it, but he had recorded a live like white dude shooting a gun while he was...
Oh, yeah, and he was rapping over
rapping
it.
Over
yeah, yeah,
yeah. So, you know, Amber, next time you make a song, call up the Tally and be like... I need a new song. Could you fire up the AKs maybe?
Hmm.
All right.
Next on the Flash Post.
It says one lazy day per week reduces stress, lowers blood pressure, and boosts mental health. Do you guys have days like this? Do you guys schedule or not schedule a lazy day once a week?
Before, no, but I would have lazy like hours. Like I'd be like lazy 1 or 2 hours, like maybe towards the end of the day.
Yeah, what happens in that lazy hour?
Maybe I'm like watching a movie.
Yeah.
Maybe watching some YouTube.
Do you have to have that?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Like even if it's like you're gone through the day, you're super tired, everything, do you need that hour to just like before you sleep or will you like crash sometimes?
I'll crash sometimes, but I think more recently I will have days. Like if it's like long week or whatnot,
yeah.
Then like maybe I'll set a day like, you know what? It's okay to not do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think lazy days is like a funny term because it's more so like not leaving the house day.
Mm-hmm.
But as I get older, I like super need it on the weekend now.
Yeah.
But it's not like I'm just lazy doing leisurely things. Like, I'll make my green juices that day. I'll prepare some meals that day. But it's all things that I enjoy. So it's definitely not lazy. I'm definitely doing things. But they're all things that I enjoy, like cooking, juicing, stuff like that.
Yeah, my siblings and I, we have a term for this. It's called rotting. And we don't do any of that stuff. We do nothing. We, like, if my sister comes over, she's like, I'm coming home. I want to spend some time. She wants to rot. She wants to sit there on a couch or on the bed, everybody in the basement with blankets and rot. Our mom will make us food, bring it downstairs, and we are watching movies and whatever else. And we are melting into ourselves.
That sounds really cozy.
That does sound. Also, your guys' basement is cozy and those couches are cozy. Yeah. So
and now we literally say, like, anybody want to rot? And like, we literally just go and we're like, rot day. Or after like an event or something, we'll call it a knock party. Like, do you want to join the knock party? And so everybody knocks basically, or is like, there's something playing and the vibe is that you're eventually supposed to knock out. Like, it takes us maybe like 20, 30 minutes just to select a movie, but nobody's watching the movie besides like me. And then we just sit there and knock or rot.
That's so nice.
Yeah. I heard somebody on TikTok call it a POS day, a piece of shit day. It's like, I'm a piece of shit. I'm just going to.
I like rot.
Yeah. Rot's nice.
Yeah. All right. Last one. Amber, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If the pilot on an airplane were to pass out, let's say, and for some reason you're towards the front of the plane.
Yeah.
Would you have this urge that you feel like, you know, I can save this plane. I can land this thing.
No.
Do you feel like that at all, Shamir?
That like you can save the plane?
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, like our manly, I think just like the manly instinct.
Yeah.
You're just like, I can do this.
Even though you have no idea. Do you think you're Helen Keller?
Yeah. Yeah. If she can do it, I can. No.
Yeah, but that's what's funny because this article says almost 50% of men think that they can land a passenger plane in an emergency.
Do you think you can?
They actually interviewed, they did a survey, and it says it indicated about 20% of male participants were very confident. An additional 26% were somewhat confident to land a plane. And in contrast, women showed more caution with only 7% expressing high confidence in their ability to land a commercial aircraft.
Okay, it's one thing to be like, yeah, I think I could. Like, if it's if the option is me and maybe a couple of my other friends, I'd probably be like, all right, guys, let me just, like, try. Like,
you're saying that your friends are dumber than you.
No, I'm just saying, like, well, I would have to evaluate my friends, right, and be like, okay, who's here? I'd probably would take charge after evaluating my friends. That I'm not saying that they're dumb, but just skill
dumber than you.
It's not dumb. This isn't a dumb thing.
Well, this is what you said. You said that, no, I couldn't. And then when you brought your friends into the equation, what you're saying is they definitely couldn't. And so I would be the best option.
I just think that it depends on what I said. I had to evaluate the friends.
But most of your friends you feel like couldn't?
I think that.
You think you're smarter than most of your friends?
I don't.
What percent of friends do you feel that you're smarter than?
I think that I'm a lot less anxious than most of my friends.
Okay.
And I believe that would like contribute to why I would be a better fit to do it, because if we're gonna die, just let me not have like I'd rather not have an anxious person take the wheel than somebody who's a little bit more calm. And for that reason I would take the wheel, not because I think that I'm highly more capable. Do you think you could land a plane like confidently?
I don't think I could 100%. I think I could 200% land that plane.
200%.
So before it was 100%, but then I heard the story of a man who basically the same thing happened. The pilot passed out and he stepped up, never flown a plane before, put on the headset. The control tower guided him and he successfully landed the plane. Have you heard this story?
No, I haven't heard it, but I believe it.
Yeah.
There's also like, there's also a game called like Flight Simulator. And guys like play this for fun. Like they just like fly planes and whatnot. And also like, I feel like with guys, there's an inclination to the logical thing is like, you want to survive. Right. Mm-hmm. But this is where guys get emotional. They're like, oh, I can do this. Or like they have to believe or, you know, just tell themselves.
Manifest.
Yeah. Like manifest that they can fly this plane.
Yes.
And then that's what they end up doing.
Now the reality from a technical aspect, I have no idea.
Yeah.
But when I put myself in the scenario, it excites me. Oh, I think that the reason, you know, the Roman Empire trend.
Yeah.
You don't know what a man is thinking, but he's been thinking of this Roman Empire for the longest time. I think that it's not only true with the Roman Empire, but it's true with many scenarios. Mm-hmm. I think that guys will imagine scenarios as if, for example, an intruder came into the house. What would I do? Yep. If
you're walking down an alley, you're like, okay, like, which side or, you know, where would they come out from?
Yeah.
Like, you're always looking around.
It's so exciting. Yeah, and then, so then if this situation happened where the pilot passes out, it's like, my time. My time has come. Let me step up. And if the plane crashes, it's just like, oh, it's all right. Well, the guy, you know, he's never flown a plane. Yeah. But if he does it, it's like,
he's a hero.
City boys are up again.
Yeah.
City boys never been down.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. You already let yourself down by saying, I don't think that I could. Not only did she let herself down, she took all of her friends and threw them under the bus too. Me, I'm saying, if Shimmer is in that plane, yo.
Yeah, I'd be like, yo, do this. And he'd be like, yo, what do you think? Like, what button?
Like, we'd collaborate.
Yeah.
Well, I think that the girls would collaborate.
No, you can't. No,
they'd be
back.
Like, oh my God, like, oh, dude, oh my God.
Nice. They'd be like, oh my God, you're such a hot bitch.
Yeah. Wait, let me take a selfie.
Wait, take a picture of me real
quick. Yeah, they'd be like, yo, if I land this, I just want to have a record of this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, make sure you're recording. Are you recording right now?
Do I look cute like this? Like,
wait. That's not my good side. Do the other side.
Wait, get my ass.
Oh, my God.
Can only we end this?
Yeah, that's a great note to end this. Yeah. Could you fly a plane?
Let us know.
What's your Spotify Wrapped? Are we on your Spotify Wrapped? Well, regardless, we appreciate everybody for listening to another episode of Strange Flavors. It's been another flight.
Another
pilot that's going to take us down to the ground and crash and die.
A little a stranger. We'll talk to you next time.